AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's the morning after last night's raucous Republican presidential candidates debate, and Marco Rubio says, yeah, he'd vote for rival GOP frontrunner Donald Trump if he has to.
We as Republicans feel that Hillary Clinton would be a disaster to the country. That's how bad she is. I would look at that as a reflection of how bad she is, not how good Donald Trump is.
He and Trump tangled repeatedly at last night's debate. Our Mark Smith was there and joins us live this morning.
Rita, if in previous debates Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz attacked each other, this time they aimed squarely at frontrunner Trump.
Donald has a tenuous relationship with the truth.
They slammed him on health care and immigration and his business dealings. There were gotchas galore, even a Trump comeback about male anatomy. But mostly, they shouted, until near the end, Cruz told Trump to stop interrupting.
Breathe.
Lion
breathe,
Ted.
Breathe. You can do it. You can,
when we're done with the yoga, can I answer a question?
You cannot. I really hope that we don't see yoga on this stage.
Well, he's very flexible, so you never know.
And that was how it went, Rita. How or even if this alters the race dynamics is anyone's guess.
One man who won't be running for the Republican presidential nomination, former nominee Mitt Romney.
No. The people who can save this party are Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, or John Kasich. We're going to get a sense within a few days of who that person might be.
But it won't be him, he tells the Today Show. Yesterday, Romney called a news conference to blast Donald Trump as a fraud and a phony. We now know why Whitney Houston's 22-year-old daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, died last year. She was found face down in the bathtub of her Atlanta-area townhome. The medical examiner now says that and drug intoxication led to her death. This is AP Radio News. Canada's new Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says we Americans ought to pay more attention to the world around us. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
Trudeau, elected in October, made the remarks after being asked what Canadians don't like about the U.S. In a transcript of Sunday's 60 Minutes interview released to the Associated Press, Trudeau says having a little more of an awareness of what's going on in the rest of the world is what many Canadians would hope for Americans. The 60 Minutes profile of Trudeau will air just days before he travels to the White House for a state visit. I'm Ross Simpson.
Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe is 92 years old, and he was asked by a TV interviewer who would succeed him. His answer was this question. Do you want me to punch you to the floor to realize that I'm still here? Why do you want a successor? I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.